9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Star Wars May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th edition of Radio Law Talk. My name's Todd Kuhn, and I'm filling in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. And what a dreary day we have outside. But to brighten things up with her usual cheerful, radiant smile evil looks at my sense of humor, that weapon cocked and loaded, ready to go. Denise Dirks, how are you doing?
I'm enjoying the rain.
Are you really?
I am. We're going to get so many flowers after this. It's going to be beautiful.
That's right. It was pretty warm yesterday in our neck of the woods here, and all sunshiny, and I got home, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, I should probably mow my lawn. It's been a couple of weeks. The neighbors are calling code enforcement. I should probably mow the lawn. Now, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. Not happening today.
Good call.
Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow, right? And that baritone voice, the one that said good call, that is Cal Hunter. Cal, how you doing?
You know, fine. I was thinking about procrastination. I heard it was inherited, and I was going to reach out to my parents about it, and I thought, nah.
I'll do it later.
What is that? What's the other one? I said this to my younger brother. My younger brother, he and his wife, three kids, all under the age of 8. I said, you know, insanity is hereditary. You get it from your kids.
Then they will know the truth of what you speak.
You know, Look,
my son, okay, I can say this. I don't think I'm going to jinx it because I've got a month before my youngest graduates high school. Now, I can't believe that. I look at pictures that pop up on your phone, and it seems like just yesterday he was in the little Bjorn baby harness in front of me while I vacuum and stuff. Any of those teenage angst issues, the rebellious teenagers, I grew up in a family of 7 kids. My parents certainly dealt with it, probably because of me. Me and my sister, she's listening. She knows who she is. I just never dealt with that with my kids.
Well, beware, because that means that they'll do it after 18, and it is a little big of a ride.
Wait till they're 25 when they clear medical insurance age. Then it's,
That is true, that the things that your kids hit you up with when they're younger, that you say no to and stuff, and they're always items that end up costing between, you know, $5 and $50, right? You know, it's, can I get this? No. Can I get this? No. But then when they issues start coming up, the older they get, there's a lot bigger ticket item.
More zeros at the end.
Yes. Before the decimal point.
Right, exactly.
Oh, good heavens. Well, Weinstein and the overturning by the New York Supreme Court of his conviction there, and that's going to lead to a new trial for him. We have a little bit more to follow up on that. What the impact of that decision is on the California case. He's got a California appeal up. Were they the same issues? Were they different issues? Does one even have anything to do with the other? We're also going to kind of dig into a little bit more information about what, when the case was argued before them, that led to the decision. And a couple of eye-opening things came out in that. So we'll cover that. Chad Daybell. You know, it's, as is always the case, a heavy dose of murder. Chad Daybell's trial is ongoing, and his kids have made statements. We'll talk about some things that his kids have said.
Could he have brainwashed those kids? Is it possible that he had some way of reaching into their brains and changing their view of the world?
Well, you know, he grew up with them, and there's an argument that's been existing, environment, and versus
nature,
you know,
nurture.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And To be real candid with you, some of the things they say kind of make me cringe.
Me too. I read them and I saw a little bit of the preview of the 48 Hours coming up, and I'm just going, hello.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things when it comes to tact that people lose. Like even if I get the sentiment that that person would have been trying to convey, but dude, choose your words, right? Choose your words a little more carefully. And, you know, from a former prosecutor's perspective, I'm also going to talk about something that I always observed them the same way and why that might be the case. Unless it was a domestic violence situation or an abusive situation within the family, if it was outside, why people tended to view their loved ones who are facing criminal charges more leniently, and because I saw it all the time. Didn't matter. I mean, it could be like the worst thing, and you got mom sitting there that looks at the defendant. It's like, that's still my baby, you know, and can't. You know what? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Thank you, Stephen Stills.
Update on the Arizona rancher case. We do have last week there was the mistrial, and we were going to find out last Monday was when the prosecution had to make a critical decision about whether they're going to go forward. We got an update on that one. We've also got a lot of fallout from Netflix documentaries and a whole host of cases coming our way. And the updates on the Brian Koberger case, that one just fascinates me. This is the guy accused of killing four college students up in Idaho. And that one is the arguments and the tactic of the defense and the fact that the prosecutor looks like Santa Claus after he went on Slim Fast.
Some people.
He's got this huge beard. He looks like Santa. Look.
Well, it's a look some people go for, Todd.
It is.
Yeah.
Svelte Santa. Santa on the cover of Men Health magazine. Would you like to get six-pack abs like Santa? Look, the reason people come to Radio Law Talk for the most part is for case or no case. Cal, give us case or no case is about.
I can give you a heads up. It's a guy who played in a rock and roll band, and the manager said, he's too good looking, get him out. And it cost him millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So we'll talk about that coming up on case or no case.
So we know at a minimum, Denise, I'll just give you a hint on this one. It's not me. I was neither the manager nor the person that played in the rock and roll band. I have never been accused of being too good looking. Ever. Ever.
I'm sorry to hear that, Todd.
In my life.
It's really quite the thing.
You weren't the first person I thought of, I have to say that.
Okay, all right. Well, you just had to, you know. All right, we're coming up on our first break. When you come back, we'll get to that case or no case. Then we'll get to the legal issues of the week. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Well, Todd set the table for you, and Denise, they both have, and we've got a full plate right in front of us. Radio Law Talk, our first break. Because the big broadcast is about to get up to full speed after we take our first break of the first 3 hours. In fact, all 3 hours of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening, no matter where you are, online or on your local radio station. We'll be back.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537, 802-341-4537, 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How come nobody's talking about this?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
All right. Moms, dad, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that time of the show for Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right. Ian was a keyboard playing member of a very up-and-coming British rock and roll band. He was good, but the band's manager never liked him much. Said, Ian is too good-looking, too smooth. Looks like he's stepping off of a shaving commercial, he said. And he was pushed to the fringe. The other members of the band made millions of dollars, and literally poor Ian did not. Finally, in his mid-40s, Ian died. His family decided to get some of the fortune of the other band members they had acquired because he was a contributor, even though not on stage. They went to the British court system to see if they had a case or no case for roughly $2 million calculated in pounds, of course. So, Denise Dirks, let's start with you, if we may, since you have expertise in the British court system. Case or no case for Ian?
Oh, okay.
And by the way, here's the trick. Who is Ian? Who is the band? This is Double Point Saturday. You get the case or no case right. You get Ian right. You get 4 points. You get the band right. You get 4 more points. This is a potential of 10 points for all of you. 4-4-2.
Okay, so this is definitely an older case, right?
You could say, yeah.
Yeah, like 60s, 70s?
60s genre, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's probably two, pretty close to being two big British bands. Comes down to them. Maybe. Okay, so does he get to go back and get some of the money that the other ones made because he was just a part of the band, but he was not on the stage?
Right. He ended up serving, by the way, as their road manager for years after a lot of this. But, yeah, he never was a full member of the band. And, you know, band gets paid by share, as you know. So if you're not in the band, you don't get the share. So he lost a lot of money, a lot of money.
And it's just because the band manager said, you're too good looking, so get off the stage?
That's how it started, yep.
Oh, my. This isn't a case.
Okay.
not a case, there's no band, that, like, it's a scenario, but not a case, or just, this is all just a...
Well, if we have to guess the name, then, it could be there could be a band behind this, case or no case, but it's not a case.
Fair enough. All right. I like your answer. That's good. Todd, what's your sense of this?
All right. Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
So Ian was part of the band. Did Ian ever play on any recording?
Yes.
Okay. So Ian played on the recording.
Also occasionally played on stage. He was called up to do just a very few songs, maybe five out of a 25-song set, where he would come and just kind of fill in on the keyboard. He was a keyboardist.
And did he have any writing credit on any of those songs?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I think mostly as a musician.
Okay. So I will say, I think that this is a case. This is a case. If he could show that he had writing credit, he probably would be entitled to recoup. But I don't think that, I mean, you can't just say, look, I was a founding member of the band, and although I was booted, I should still get a share of what the band made going forward as if I was there. If that were the case, who was the drummer that left, that was booted from the Beatles before Ringo started?
Right. Peter Best.
Yeah, he'd have a lot of claim. There was a guy named Mike Stone. Probably don't know him. He was the bass player for a little band called Van Halen.
Well, maybe you've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, and decided, you know what? I don't know if this is going very well. I need to go back and get my degree. And so he quit. They brought in Michael Anthony. They still worked hard for, you know, 2 or 3 years and then made it big. And it's like, you know, Stone's going, dang it. But, I mean, these folks have a lot. And so, so if it was just based upon him leaving, the thing that concerns me is whether or not he had any writing credit or if he recorded for that. And
by the way, here's a hint. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I want you to be careful with your answer when you guess with a band. Make sure you've got that figured out. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So I'm going to... And then the fact that he agreed to be their tour manager and was compensated as a manager,
road manager,
was compensated as part of the band. Well, all right, you agreed to your form of compensation. How can you claim that it was? That was when you needed to raise your claim. So I'm going to say this is a case that they settle for some nominal fee. It doesn't go to trial and he loses, but it doesn't get dismissed. But there's some sort of a settlement, okay? And I don't know the name of the keyboard player, but I have a guess as to the band.
Okay, Denise, you get band guess first, because unless you want to pass to Todd.
I want to pass to Todd. He knows this entertainment industry a lot more than I do.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the keyboard player, but I believe the band is the Rolling Stones.
That's okay. What I was going to guess.
Okay,
because they got the ugliest guy, you know, as the frontrunner.
Oh my gosh! Your friend's always worried. Todd's going to say something, gets us sued.
Okay, well,
have you ever seen him on video?
Oh yeah. Look.
It's like the whole picture frame is his lips.
Well, but some people like that.
Yeah. It works for Angelina Jolie. All right, so yeah, I'm going with Rolling Stones. You going with Rolling Stones?
I am.
Okay, Cal.
Okay, you both got the band right. Now the question is, what's the name of the guy, and is it a case? And I'm not going to give you that answer until we come back because we're on our last minute for this break.
I can't think of. I mean, the only name that keeps coming to mind is Charlie Watts. He was the drummer. It wasn't him. Will you give it to us if we can guess just the first name?
Yeah.
I think his name is Bill.
Man. Okay, go ahead.
And I think his name is Chester.
Way to pull one out of the sky. All
right. If you think you know, go ahead and call in 855-529-7234. Tell Cal who you think it is. You got about 6 minutes to do that. 855-529-7234. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute and have not been evaluated by...
One out of eight women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. And the chances are you know at least one person who's been personally affected. But right now, you can help. It's simple. Donate your unwanted vehicle, RV, or trailer to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. It's the easiest way to contribute to one of the nation's leading charitable organizations. The process is fast, easy, and free. Not only will you be helping, but you'll also receive help and support families and individuals dealing with breast cancer. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. Simply give us a call to get started, and we'll schedule a pickup date that is convenient for you. If you have any questions you would like answered before initiating the donation process, please feel free to call us toll-free at 800-511-6075. That's 800-511-6075. 800-511-6075.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5666. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted and I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376.
That is anecdotal.
This is a great time to call the show, 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we are back. Let's see here. The case or no case, the band, it was the Rolling Stones, and there was their band, the manager, because they said he was too good looking
and never let him back in, even though he played on stage occasionally. He just, the road manager was just dead set against it. Not going to happen.
And I kind of wonder in a situation like that if the road manager or if the band manager is essentially taking one for the other guys. Because I see the other guys, and Denise and I talked about this a little bit. I can see the other band manager, like, we're really going to boot this guy?
He's too good looking. He's taken away from Mick.
Yeah, and here's why they'd want to boot him, right? If you're the keyboard player and you're only playing on like 20% of their songs, why would you get a full share?
Right.
It's much easier to boot him, but he's a friend, so let the manager be the bad guy and boot him out of the band. Because, I'm thinking that no matter what the manager says, if the other five members, if you're Mick Jagger, like, no. He's still in. You can make that happen, especially if you're Mick Jagger by the time they're really popular. You know, he calls the shots. But I said case. It's settled. Denise said no case.
Well, Denise, happy news for you. And Todd, sad news for you, because thanks. As this turns out, it is not a case. But the guy's name, manager, was in us for more than 20 years until he died. And posthumously was inducted into the Hall of Fame along with the band back in 1989.
Do you know how stupid we are? You told us that Ian was a rock and roll. You gave us his first name.
I know. But who would guess Stewart? Yeah.
But neither one of us got that right.
But Cal always, he gives us the name, but you know how Cal does it.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, so.
That, you actually, and then how much did you get for the band?
You got two for the band. Two for the guy, two for the cases, 2-2-2.
So you get 8 points, Denise. You got two for the band, two for the case, double that. That's 8.
Yep, yeah. You get 8, right.
I get 4 because I got 2 for the band.
And I should get 1, but I won't. Don't worry about it. Now, next hour, the curious case of Astral Watahoochee. Astral Watahoochee.
What's your daughter's name, Astral? But what a hoochie.
By the way, we got a lot of calls on that. Many people offering their opinions. One guy said Art Garfunkel. I said, no, that was last time. But anyway.
So obviously, we got the band name. Did anybody get the...
Nobody got Ian.
Nobody got Ian. No,
because we have callers with integrity. Nobody used Google. So thank you to them.
That's great.
All right. Wonderful. What's his name? Michael or George Allen Kelly is the Arizona rancher in his 80s, was tried. A jury trial on one charge of second-degree murder, two charges of aggravated assault. And this is for the death of an immigrant, somebody who had crossed the border near his, and he had a lot of immigrants come by, and he says he fired warning shots, and the guy ends up dead, and they're saying he killed him, and his claim is now somebody else killed him and left him there, and the whole ball of wax. And the jury came back, mistrial, or as Denise's favorite term, hung jury, mistrial, and it was 11-1 for acquittal. On all counts, 11-1 to acquit. Having a hard time keeping it together. So what happened? Last Monday, the prosecution was supposed to do what? Tell the court what?
The prosecution had to make a decision. Are they going to retry him, or are they going to just, drop it? And the good news for the rancher is that they are going to drop it.
Yes.
Which they should. If the hung jury was hung that long or that different, then for sure you got to do that. You got to listen to your jury.
No better gauge of a case than sometimes what the jury says. And look, why would you think it's going to be anything different?
Right. The only thing would be different is if you know that you messed up as a prosecutor and you could have done it differently and made a better case, like Masterson's case.
Yes, yes.
You know, that did happen. And, you know, but if you really gave it your shot, not your best shot on trying to prove the case, then it comes back 11-1 in favor of.
He now is no longer in double.
Says something.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is it dismissed to the point where they cannot, now this, he now is no longer in double jeopardy risk?
No.
Or can they come back and file against him again?
They can come back and file against him if they get additional evidence.
No, they cannot.
How come?
Because in this case here, jeopardy has attached. Jeopardy attaches the minute the jury is impaneled, seated, and you start presenting evidence. So jeopardy has attached. Double jeopardy is because the same jeopardy that attached to the proceedings continues. The new trial is a continuation of the same proceedings that started with the first trial.
Got it.
So he's off the hook now.
Yes. As soon as they say dismissed, you've dismissed a case for which jeopardy is attached, and you're done.
Wow, that I learned something.
Me too. And the drug runners will not be going on his ranch anymore.
That's true. Now, a way for the federal government to bring a case against him. Case law says, look, it's not a violation of double jeopardy if somebody is tried in state court and then tried in federal court for the same or similar offenses, the same course of conduct, because it's two different jurisdictions, so we have that. But that's not going to happen. So yeah, they are this is done for them. And rightly so, right? I mean, you do. And I like that you bring that up, because I think that there are a lot of people that say, who killed the guy? And sometimes that mentality will lead to, look, we don't care if we get the right guy. We just want somebody to pay for it so we have an answer on the books. This guy's dead, and this guy got convicted of it, and we're good. We're good.
Wasn't OJ. We know that for sure.
Yes, and you know, the to find out who committed that crime, offense,
right, for
whether
the sake
or not
of
the right person.
Conviction, yeah. For the sake of a conviction, right. Yeah. But we still don't know. There's obviously an unsolved crime.
That is true. We don't know.
And quite frankly, I'm not sure that there's enough interest in the death of an immigrant.
Exactly the question I'm raising. If had the immigrant shot the rancher, I would imagine there would have been
But you know, this one, when you talk about higher level of interest, one made the news. And so, I mean, this one did have a pretty high level of interest. And the thing that I liked about it was it wasn't a high level of interest just because it was an immigrant. It was a high level of interest because the trial itself brought forth compelling issues that, okay, what are you allowed to do to protect yourself or your property when you feel like you're in danger? Evidence from the prosecution doesn't exceed.
I think it's compelling because of the rancher, his age, because of the storyline, because it could be any one of us, kind of a scenario that we could be trapped or caught up in that type of an allegation against us. And then there was a little bit of the, you know, outlaw side of this that was pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, it was some certainly. How do you view this?
Somewhat
rogue. Procedures followed by law enforcement when it came to the interview of
somewhat
rogue
witnesses. Rogue effort, you might say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you wonder how many people got convicted via that rogue effort prior to a case making national headlines.
Great question.
That's the one that concerns me. Don't go away. We'll be back for more Radio Law Talk after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations across the fruited plain, border to border and coast to coast. And we're also listening, many of you, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll take a break and come right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or state in which...
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to Penny & Associates.
Car wash this dirt.
800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now. So if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
And now what I'm about to say probably will stir up a lot of conversation around.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, got to give credit where credit is due. We have an update on our listener participation for the case or no case. We had sent it out to you to see if anybody knew the name of the Rolling Stones keyboardist, and Cal said, of all the people that called, nobody got the name right. However, there was one listener who wrote in electronically. We got that, and just we didn't get to it in time before we came back. Glenn writes in, and he got it, Ian Stewart, and even added the information that Ian Stewart drowned in 1969, and that was how he passed. And so,
yep. Sad story. It was really sad for him because he was always on the fringe, always right there, but yet not. You know, and believing he belonged, and yet he didn't. It's kind of a sad thing.
Yeah. So good on you, Glenn.
You bet.
You got that one right. What's going on in Idaho? What is going on? Cal?
One word, potatoes.
This is where you hail from.
Yes.
What sort of a mess did you leave?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, especially when we talk about the Daybell thing, which is an Idaho thing.
And that's the one I'm talking about here.
Well, there is a constant spiritual revival. People seeking, thinking they've found the truth, people believing that they're acting in the way that God wants them to act. And then sometimes that makes you vulnerable.
Is it because vodka is made from potatoes?
Only in Russia.
Okay.
You've been to China, you would know vodka is not as much the problem as perhaps French fries. No, I'm kidding. I love Idaho. It's a great place to be from. KBAR in Burley, thanks for playing the show. The first station I was ever on in my life when I was 8 years old is KBAR.
I love it. Yeah. My grandparents had a ranch up in northern Idaho. Harpster, right on the border of the Nez Perce Indian Reservation, right along the Clearwater River.
Beautiful country.
And they went there, 8 miles south. Stand out. I mean, when I say ranch, it was kind of... And we used to spend summers up there. I learned to drive up there. And you'd stand out. I mean, when I say ranch, it was kind of in the hill country. You stand out on their deck as far as you could see in any direction. You didn't see any other houses.
And that's what's wrong with Idaho. That was the question you raised. What's going on there? Not enough people to hold you accountable.
Okay.
How's that for a guess? I'm just putting
And there's
some
parts
out there.
Isn't there parts of Idaho famous park like Yosemite? I forgot the name of the park though.
Well, there's Grand Teton Park, and that's on the Wyoming side.
Yeah, but it borders with Idaho, and so there's this little piece, a strip, that is part in both states or something like that, and there's no law there. It's lawless. I forgot what it's called. I read about it.
What's a Teton?
It is French for bosom.
Oh.
Oh, wow. It is?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Le Grand Teton.
Well.
That's what it stands
for. Okay.
You brought it up. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
How the name. I didn't name it.
Hey, it's on the map.
One of them French trappers named it. I don't know what to tell
you. It probably looks good from a distance.
Yeah.
You get up close and it's.
It can kill you. Exactly.
Oh, I miss me. Get you there. Lewis and Clark. Oh, I'm missing my girlfriend. Everything I see reminds me of her. Look at that peak over there. We'll call him
Lewis and Clark, by the way, true story, who had so much transmitted diseases in their camp, they found mercury, which was used to treat STDs at the time. They found mercury all around the camp. They really had some problems, those guys. They took the Teton reference way too literally.
Would they take the Captain Kirk approach to settling the New West?
Apparently. Or the Benjamin Franklin approach.
Right. Yeah. So I digress.
I don't even know what that is.
Benjamin Franklin, known as the father of our country?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was a busy man, let's put it that way.
By the way, and on a related note, we will be covering a case of an IVF clinic sued for an alleged lab incident. Right. But Chad Daybell... Back to
Idaho.
Back to Idaho. Back to murder. His kids, Chad Daybell's children, his children by his deceased wife for, obviously prior to her demise. sorry, just for those of you out there not following along. His children of his deceased wife for whom he is facing a murder charge have given an interview, and Denise, what is their opinion of dear old dad?
Well, they believe that he's being framed for the death of Lori Daybell's children, her two children. And they believe that he didn't kill their mother, even though the autopsy, you know, they remember they went back and exhumed the mother's body and did an autopsy of her, and it showed she died of asphyxiation.
Yes.
And the one son that was there, his name is Garth, he said that he remembered hearing a thump, and then his dad started yelling, and by the time he got to his dad and mom's room, his mom was dead. And they believe she died of natural causes. Now, asphyxiation is not normally a natural cause.
The interruption of breath. Right,
yes,
right.
It's the interruption of breath. Maybe you could have, you know, swallowed something that causes you to asphyxiate, or, you know, you can asphyxiate in many different ways, but usually it's something has interrupted your normal breathing pattern.
Yeah. I mean, the A is the same A that you would find in amoral, without morals, apathetic, without apathy. You know, that is, so the A in asphyxiation means without, and the rest of it means without air. And so, yes, the technical term for asphyxiation means the air was stopped. Now, was that stopped by strangulation? Was it stopped because somebody just
put
stopped
a pillow overhead?
Yes. I mean, what was the method and how'd that come? But the kids are sticking by dad.
They are.
And with the evidence notwithstanding, and look, here are the things that if I'm a kid, even if I believe that about my dad, the questions that I would still want answered is, all right, dad, but why is it that you married somebody else within a couple of weeks after
in
mom
Hawaii
died?
Oh,
and
yeah,
then went to Hawaii?
Hello.
And also, you knew that the other kids, that your new wife's kids, weren't with you, and yet you continued to push that facade.
Yeah, one of the children said, you know, it just can't be our dad because he was a better grave digger than that. Now, that to me fell a little flat.
Yes.
Because that's almost like saying, you know, it was a horribly dug grave, so it couldn't have been my dad. Even though it's on his property, it was a big grave. It contained two bodies.
Well, they were, but it was a horrible situation. I can't even imagine what it must have looked
like. It wasn't my dad because we know him, and if he'd have done it, it would have. It reminds me of the title.
The graves have neat corners when my dad digs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on, man.
It reminds me of the proposed title of the O.J. Simpson book that was never actually published. What was it called? If I Did It?
Right.
And it was supposed to be how, you know, purportedly what O.J. said, how he would have done it if he had done it. I didn't do it, but if I had done it, I would have done it this way. It was nothing like the way that it was done. And you know, you'd like to think that people would learn from history. That proposed book didn't make it very far and didn't do much when people heard about it to exonerate him. And yet here the kids are of Chad Daybell. Essentially, kids are still supporting the same idea. And I guess it begs the question, though, why do you think the kids are still supporting dad?
Could he have influenced them to do that via hypnosis or some other subtlety or subterfuge? Is that a dumb question?
Cults are kind of odd. And in this, you know, Chad Daybell was a doomsday author. He had a following.
A big one. Fairly big
yes,
one.
Yes,
fairly big
exactly.
One, as
and
doomsayers go.
Believed
right.
that the end of the world was coming and had predicted its downfall many times. That didn't happen. And when you have that kind of magnetic personality, it does influence other people, especially people who are suggestible.
Yeah, I don't think it personally. I don't think it goes as far as to cult or hypnosis or anything like that. It goes to this: all we, as the public, know of Chad Daybell for the most part, we have seen connected with this case. But those kids know him as dad from day one. They remember every great little thing that he did, not this one thing. They don't view him through the prism of this one thing that he's accused of.
True.
And it's very difficult for them, I would imagine, to accept. Can you imagine what my past would be like if I had to accept that my father was capable of doing these things? And their mind just won't let them do that. And so they defend him. And I've seen it happen time and time again in criminal courts with every defendant. No matter what they do, mom's still sitting there, but that's my baby.
So they just can't go there.
They can't go there.
Wow.
All right, we're done with hour number one. Come back for hour number two. More Radio Law Talk after this.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk on many great stations around the land. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hang on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.